hour of What's on Your Mind with Tom, the Radio God Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. Our telephone number, 800-228-0550. Hope you have that in your speed dial so you can just push it at a click of a button and join the conversation anytime. 800-228-0550. Email questions or comments welcome. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're going to talk with the now world-famous Marilyn Haggerty of the Grand Forks Herald. She writes a restaurant review column for the Herald called Eat Meat, and she's on the Today Show regularly now talking about her reviews of places like Olive Garden and Ruby Tuesday. What's that all about? We're going to find out. Also, Rick Clayburgh will be here, president of the North Dakota Bankers Association, on the aggressive phone scam with Gate City Bank that has caused a lot of concern for folks. We'll talk about that a little later on. And we're wrapping up our conversation with Randy Crowell, chief of the Wildlife Division of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Three calls waiting for Randy here and three off-air calls that came in during the break. So we'll go rapid fire as quick as we can through the rest of the questions here to get to all of you in our final segment here. So Gary's question, first of all, your answer on his questions regarding, I guess the ability for game and fish folks to have a look-see inside somebody's house to see what they have in the way of, in this case, deer, I guess was the question, right, Randy?
A couple things. First of all, I'm not a game warden, so I'm going to give you a generic answer. Then I'm going to have this gentleman call Bob Kimian, our chief warden in our Bismarck office, and he can ask his specific questions about this specific incident, because this isn't, obviously, this was something specific that happened, and he's got concerns about it. But what I will say is that our game wardens are subject to the same rules and the same methodologies as any other law enforcement officer. They don't have any special authority over and beyond what any other law enforcement officer would have. And so I can't answer his question in the detail that he's asking because I am not a law enforcement person. And so he needs to call Robert Timian, our chief warden, at our Bismarck office, 328-6300, and he can get his specific questions answered.
All right, very good. Gary, hope that helps. Bob and Bismarck listening on KFIRE. You're next on What's on Your Mind for Randy Crowell. Go ahead, Bob.
Randy, I was just wondering, what ice fishing, what kind of lakes are good for ice fishing in, say, a 100-mile radius of Bismarck?
You know, I've been out quite a bit this fall, and fall and winter. The lake that seems to be doing the best is Lake Josephine up by Tuttle. It seems to be the most consistent. If you're looking for Northern Pike, West Lake down by Napoleon, or Lake Helen northwest of Tuttle is pretty good. And Freilich Dam can be good sometimes, too. People often forget about Freilich Dam to the south and west of Mandan. But it seems to me the hottest lake all year, steadiest lake all year has been Lake Josephine. There's been some hot lakes up by Herds Field and up by Anamoose and places like that, but they kind of come and go depending on weather things. But that's my fishing report for you anyway.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'm heading to Metagoshi later in March, matter of fact. Be up in Botno for a special broadcast. We were invited up there on another one of our Cabin Fever program, so we're going to go check out Metagoshi here. I think it's the 23rd of March on the calendar, so looking forward to that.
It's nice this time of year. You like it.
Yeah. Wayne in Williston listening on KTGO. Your question for Randy. Go ahead.
Yeah, Randy, back over where I'm originally from, Boise, Idaho, the Fish and Game Department over there has a program set up with local ranchers and farmers that will agree to do it. Basically, in harsh winters, when it's food sources are difficult to get to, or long winters, it's set up to where they contact various farmers and ranchers and have them provide hay feed, and then at no expense to the farmer other than the fuel to take it out, they tell them where to take it, where to put it. Does North Dakota have any type of a program like that? And if not, what would be the possibility of looking into it?
Well, we don't have a specific feeding program. We haven't seen the need for it. Animals are able to find their food sources, and there's some unintended consequences, food sources naturally. There's some unintended consequences of taking food out to wildlife. You got to put it in the right spot so you don't pull them away from good winter cover, and you also don't want to attract more deer to an area and create farm problems for the farmer and rancher. So a statewide feeding program is something that's not that we've not entered into. Plus, the other thing is, who do you do it for? Do you do it for everybody? Do you do it for the guy who lets people hunt? Do you do it for the guy who charges people to hunt? Do you do it for the guy who lets people hunt without any charge? And so it gets real complicated real fast. And in Idaho, when they're dealing with big mountain snows, and they're also dealing with a lot more public land in Idaho than we have in North Dakota, 90%+ of North Dakota is privately owned. And so anything you do would involve private landowners and all the complications that go with that. So no, we don't have a program like that in place, and we have been able to survive through the years without having that, and I don't see us starting that anytime soon.
All right, Wayne.
Appreciate it, guys.
Got your answer. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. All right, some of the calls that came in during the break. Let's roll those for Randy Crowell, our guest on What's on Your Mind. First one?
Two questions. One, I would like the gentleman to explain his comment about we don't want to be like Texans. Seeing how they're the one of the most prosperous states in this country, along with us. And I have a lot of friends from Texas and have worked down there. So I'd like him to explain that. And number two, again, punish the law-abiding because of the crooked, the night schools. If there's such a poaching problem, take care of the problem. If you see them poaching a deer and they have a night vision, you're going to nail them. Write the laws up as such that if you use a night vision scope, it's 10 times the penalty or something. It's always punish the law-abiding because of crooks. Please explain that to me.
Okay, first, Texas. The reason that North Dakota doesn't want to be like Texas is because most of Texas is either pay hunting or lease hunting. In North Dakota, we still have a place where the average person can go out and find a place to hunt without having to pay an exorbitant fee or have a lease that gives them exclusive right to a certain spot. I know people that work for Texas Department of Wildlife. I've been to Texas, and North Dakota doesn't want to be like Texas when it comes to the future of hunting, because that's not what we have traditionally seen in North Dakota as our hunting heritage. And there's a great distinction between Texas and North Dakota, and we'd like to keep it that way, frankly. The other thing about it, punish the innocent because somebody might do something wrong. We have less than 30 wardens statewide for 53 counties and 45 million acres. We cannot be out there at every potential site a person may do some poaching. And so what you do is you take away the tools that the poachers can use. That's the best thing that we can do, especially when shooting high-powered rifles at night in the dark isn't a great idea anyway, because of the range that those weapons carry and the potential down range impacts that you can't see. And so giving people more opportunity to go out there with those kind of high-powered rifles with that the night vision scopes and things isn't something that we're interested in, and frankly it's a way that we go about doing business. We can't have a warden in every corner, and we can't have a warden in every county, and because we're limited by the number of people that we can have. And so those are the tools that we choose to use.
Only 90 seconds left and two more calls off air here, so let's get to those quickly. Roll that next one, Shane.
Yeah, hi, this is question for Andy Crile. For as far as the night vision scopes and any other specialized equipment, why don't you institute special training or tie that to like a Class 1 weapon, concealed weapons permit or something like that, you know, so people have, you know, a special license that allow them to go out and do that in special training? That would easily cut down on more of the poaching, because all the game warden would have to do is just ask to see their license or permit. Thank you.
About a half a minute for an answer there.
It still wouldn't solve the problem if somebody with a concealed weapon permit wanted to go out and shoot a big whitetail or mule deer buck after dark. If they had a weapons permit, they could still do it. That really wouldn't solve the issue of the get-out-of-jail-free card for poaching.
All right, one last call for Randy Crowell from the Game and Fish Department. Go ahead and roll that.
Question for Game and Fish. Are they just assuming that anybody with a firearm and a night scope would be a poacher? Wouldn't the evidence to make the case have to be possession of either a deer or a coyote?
We don't assume that everybody's a poacher. Okay, that first and foremost, most hunters are straightforward and honest. Just because you have a rifle and you have some equipment doesn't make you a poacher. But all we can do is try to reduce the potential for people to be able to poach. And we're hearing loud and strong from people that they're really tired of poaching in this state. And the poaching problem, especially in the western part of the state, is reaching a real level that people are very concerned about. And so opening up the door for more possibilities for those few people that are poachers, not everybody's a poacher, doesn't make any sense. And so, especially when that equipment isn't necessary for taking coyotes, and it's not going to help control the coyote population.
Very interesting. Thanks for all the calls. Randy, thanks for the access. Really appreciate all the time you give us here on What's on Your Mind, and how can folks contact you off here?
You can call us at the Game and Fish Department. Our general number is 328-6300. You can talk to any of us. You can email us. You can walk in the office and sit down. We're very accessible as an agency, so just come talk to us.
Appreciate it very much. Good to talk to you. Take care. We'll have you back soon.
You bet. Thanks, Spring.
That's right. And quick. Yeah. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Talking phone scams next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hannon. A lot of folks have been getting phone calls at all hours of the day and night. In fact, we had a little family gathering over the weekend, and our niece and her husband have a new little baby boy. He's not quite a year old, and he is, prone to naps, as you are when you're at that age, right? So he's taking a, going down to, I don't know what time it was, but middle of the night, her phone rings, which he uses as a sound machine, and of course it's one of these scam calls. So, not only are they trying to get our money, they're also waking up little babies, for crying out loud, with these calls at all hours of the day and night. And a lot of folks have had those. I had an email call who said, here I thought it was some emergency. My phone's ringing at 3 in the morning, and it's one of these scams. So what the heck is going on? North Dakota Bankers Association President Rick Klaberg is here to answer that question and talk a little bit specifically about this Gate City Bank aggressive scam. And there's really been a proliferation of these lately, so we'll see if we can find out what's going on here. Rick, thanks for taking the time. How are you?
Scott, I'm doing well, and thank you for having me on today.
Let's play this call that folks are getting supposedly from Gate City Bank. It's not from Gate City Bank. It is a scam, but just so you know, if you do get it, what it sounds like, roll that if you would.
Hello, this is a message from Gate City Bank. We regret to inform you that your debit MasterCard has been temporarily deactivated. To solve this problem now, press 1 to be transferred to our phone center.
And when you press 1, they start taking a bunch of your information, like your credit card and other information, right, Rick?
That's correct, Scott. What they'll do is you push 1, and they'll then go to a live person. The individual is probably offshore somewhere in Nigeria. And what they're at that point, they'll be asking you for account information, password, a bunch of information that you should not give to them. In fact, don't even push 1. Just hang up on that call. But, Scott, it's important to point out in this case, this is a very aggressive phone scam that's going on. It's very important for the people in the state to know that Gate City has not had any information compromised. In this particular case, these individuals, most likely offshore, are using an automated phoning system, and they're using a random number generator. What's a little unusual in this case, here in North Dakota, they're looking at, they must be using the website, they're seeing where Gate City has business. They are then going into, for example, into the Bismarck area, and they're making calls. They just made a number of calls into the Jamestown area the night before. And what they do is they look for that first three-digit prefix. And then their random generator just generates the numbers, and then when a phone is answered, it gets this automated robocall. And it's important to note that individuals should just hang up on it. No financial institution, whether it's Gate City, any bank, do not use robo or automated calls to notify you of a scam on your, if you've got a problem with your credit card.
Yeah, so it isn't as though they're just using bank names without any, and randomly calling phone numbers and hoping that they happen to call somebody who actually has a Gate City Bank account and then follows along and gives the information. By the way, to give you an example, here's one I got at 1:56 in the morning. Now here's the odd one. This one showed up on my phone as though it was coming from me. So it was a missed call from me, of all things. And so I don't know how they pull that off. And here was the message that came in at 2 in the morning.
Hello, this is a message from National Credit Union Administration. We regret to inform you that your MasterCard debit has been temporarily blocked. To solve this problem now, press 1 to be transferred to our phone center.
So that's the identical message, just replacing Gate City Bank with National Credit Union Association, or I didn't remember exactly what it said, but something referencing a National Credit Union organization. So same,
correct.
Yeah, same identical thing. So
now, Scott, you had a caller earlier. I've been listening this morning, but you had a gentleman who called and wanted to know why people weren't going after these scammers. You know, the federal government does have a system where they try to go after individuals who get, that are using the phone and telemarketing to steal people's money. But it's very difficult. And here in this particular case, they're actually is are spoofing. And so what they're using is a fake number. And in this case, they actually used Gate City's for the Gate City calls. They actually used Gate City's customer service number as their spoofing number. And it's a shadow. So if they try to trace back that call, it won't go anywhere. And in your case, they spoofed your own number. And so your number came back, and so it's very difficult to trace these back. And what makes it easy for these crooks is that a lot of these countries like Nigeria use the same 10-digit numbering system like we do here in the United States. So it's very easy for them to use these robo calling machines.
What happens in the case where individuals give them the information?
If you ever give information out to somebody that you don't know who they are and they contacted you on an automated type system like this, contact your financial institution immediately. Call them. If it regards a credit card, call that phone number on the back of the card immediately. If you just inadvertently responded and gave some information, your bank, the credit card company, will close down that account right away and take action to prevent any loss of your finances, and hopefully to prevent any type of loss of confidential information. Scott, I think it's important to note that, you know, there's been a lot of information in the news lately. For example, the Target breach of information. There's a lot of crooks out there that get access to a lot of information. And banks are constantly monitoring your credit cards for fraudulent activity. And if they notice something occurring, they will block your account. But when they contact you, if a financial institution contacts you, they have all the information about you. They know your name. They know your account number. They're not going to be asking you for those types of information. And so, but in any attempt, if you have any questions, contact your bank or contact the number on the back of the credit card.
But by and large, if somebody's calling you asking for your own information, the answer should be no, right?
The answer should be no. You should hang up immediately. You should not give any information to an unsolicited phone call where the person on the other end, whether it be automated or if there's somebody on the other end that doesn't know anything about you. They don't know your name. They don't know your phone number. They don't know your account numbers. They're asking you for that information. Your financial institutions have that, and they're not going to ask for that information. They're going to ask for some identification for, of you, mother's maiden name or, you know, the last four digits of your Social Security number to verify that they're talking to you, but they'll never be asking you for information that you know they have.
Rick Clayburgh is the president of the North Dakota Bankers Association, and we're talking about these aggressive phone scams that are out there. Norman Mandan has a question for you, Rick. If you hold on after the break, we'll get that question from Norm for you and get an answer and let you go. And then we'll chat with Marilyn Hagerty about another restaurant review gone national. Used to be Olive Garden. Now it's Ruby Tuesday that gets around the Today Show. Tell you about that when we come back. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
How would you like to have lake life without the chores? You can when you purchase a beautiful Chase on the Lake condo right on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. All you do is sit back, relax, and let Chase on the Lake take care of everything. I'd love to give you a first-hand personal tour of this beautiful facility the weekend of February 28th through March 2nd. Will you join us at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota? Check it out at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. Your telephone calls always welcome here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Marilyn Haggerty in a moment. Join us from Grand Forks. And we pulled Marilyn away from a bridge game, so I don't want to keep her waiting too long. But we do have a couple questions for Rick before we let him go. Another Grand Forks product, Rick Clayburg. How about that? It's Grand
great.
Forks. It's Grand Forks Day on What's on Your Mind, isn't that something?
You have to say hi to Marilyn for me, by the way. She is just a sweetheart. She's a great, great ambassador for North Dakota.
She sure is. We're looking forward to chatting with her. Norman Mandan, you had a question for Rick Clayburg, president of the North Dakota Bankers Association. Go ahead, Norm.
Hi, Rick. This is Norm. I was just wondering if you're ready to lace up this Nakers and get the old Fort Lincoln Dogs back on the basketball court.
It's been a while since I've dribbled. The worst thing is I've got a 1-inch vertical jump, so I'm done with basketball.
I don't know if I could match you there, but that was quite a cast of characters there, wasn't it?
Yep.
I just wanted to say hi. It's good to hear your voice again,
great.
Buddy.
I thought you had a question on the phone scam, but great to talk to you.
What was the team,
Norm?
The Fort Lincoln Dogs.
The Fort Lincoln Dogs. I love that. All right, little pickup basketball. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call, Norm. Thanks a bunch. All right, here's one that came in from Minot during the break. Go ahead and roll that.
Hi, my name is Sue from Minot, and I was trying to call and leave a message and was disconnected by receiving the Gate City scam phone call. Just a strange coincidence. The scam that concerns me, too, is not just a phone one. They start out with calling you, and then they prey on your love of family, your friend, little old man, was told that his grandson was in jail in a foreign country and they wanted $5,000. He believed him. The money is gone. I've heard of this happening to other people too, but that one actually sent the money. The third item I had was, as a 9-year-old child, we moved from rural North Dakota into the city of Minot. We left in storage in the grain bin on our farm our extra radios, our TV, our bicycles, and many other items, which I don't remember all of them, because the city of Minot had people that came into your home and counted these things, and you were charged taxes on the basis of how many of these you had. So we came to Minot with no bicycles for two children and one radio and no TV. And there were tools left in the farm and all kinds of things. So it was interesting. It was called personal property tax. Thank you. Bye.
My goodness. All right. Well, that one obviously a little off topic. But again, have you heard anything of these scams where they're actually using some sort of family members that need help, Rick?
Oh, boy, I tell you what, these crooks use all sorts of methods. And that one she just used, it's common. We hear that a fair amount with elder abuse where an older individual, they get onto these lists. You know, if you start responding and becoming active, they sell these lists worldwide as well. And what will happen is an individual will call and say, gosh, this is your, you know, grandson Tommy, and I was down in Mexico for spring break, and I got in trouble, and I'm in the police station, and I need to be bailed out. And a lot of times these people don't ask further questions, and, they especially with a more elderly customer or more elderly person, they're a little more, they fall more prey to these, Scott, and people just shouldn't make these transactions, shouldn't do anything to send money to anybody if it was a phone call that came to you. You should always reach out and to investigate further. But, yeah, there's so many scams that occur, and that's one of the reasons we're trying to talk about this phishing scam with Gate City. Gate City did not lose any of its confidential information. They weren't compromised. These are just automated calls that are going out to both Gate City and non-Gate City customers.
Yeah, it's just it's a telemarketing scam as well. It has no connection to the actual financial institutions at all. So, again, the FTC encouraging you to report the complaints about the phone calls, 877-382-4357. If you've given confidential information to the caller, call your financial institution. And also there's a different number at the Federal Trade Commission. That's 877-438-4338. If you are a Gate City Bank customer and wish to report that you have given out confidential information, you contact them directly as well. All right, Rick, thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much, and we'll say hi to Marilyn for you, okay?
Sounds great, Scott. You have a great week.
You too. Rick Clayburg, president of the North Dakota Bankers Association. Without any further ado, the most famous restaurant reviewer on the planet Earth, Marilyn Haggerty of the Grand Forks Herald. And before I do anything, I have to keep my promise and say Rick Clayburg says hi, okay, Marilyn?
Oh, hi to Rick. He's quite a guy.
Yeah,
known him since he was just a little kid.
Just a youngster there, back in Grand Forks. Exactly right. Well,
yeah.
So I understand you got a bridge game coming up. Is that right?
Yeah, we start. We have a duplicate bridge game here at the Ramada, and so I thought I'd come out here and I'd be all ready to roll all day. With duplicate, you know, you got to all be there and around the table, and it starts a few minutes after 11. So I just came out here and perched and early.
That sounds good. What is duplicate bridge? I'm not a card player, so I don't know what that means.
Oh, well, we play the same hand. You know, in party bridge, you just deal out the hand each time, and you play a different hand. And this is a setup where you, the cards are in boards, and we play the same hand. And it's really more fun because we know what we did on the hand. We can compare what other people did. So we're competing against everyone. And it's very friendly competition.
It sounds like it. So another trip to New York City and another appearance on the Today Show and this one over the review of Ruby Tuesday. Now I have to ask you, knowing the reaction that the Olive Garden review got, did you expect that Ruby Tuesday would sort of, was it Maryland's way of sort of saying, hey, I'll show you, we'll review another chain for you, or what was the plan behind Ruby Tuesday's review?
Absolutely no plan. I have no plan at all. I just go to a different restaurant in the Grand Forks area, or when I travel, I write about restaurants that I visit, but I have nothing like that. What happened is fun. I don't care. I'm not seeking publicity. It just just crazy happened, and I had no thought about being viral until a week or so ago when the Gawkers started up again in New York. They kind of, they just don't get it. They think that I, you know, that I should be writing hoity-toity restaurant reviews about this and that. And what I'm trying to do is write sort of a news account of what the restaurant is like and what you can find there and how much it costs. And I think the people who read the newspaper, the Grand Forks Herald, like to know what they're going to be paying for food.
It seems like they're trying to make fun of us.
Yes, indeed.
They're looking down their noses at us from the coast, aren't they, Marilyn?
Yeah, that's the way it always starts out. And then recently, as a year or so ago, I get a flood of emails from people all around the country. They tell me they like Ruby Tuesday, and, you know, I don't really care whether they do or not. But and some of them tell me what they eat there. And most of them say, you know, they like the way my review was written. And I always get a flood of very favorable comments after I get this snide commentary that starts. There's some outfit in Denver, too, that likes to make light of my Eat Beat columns. I call it the Eat Beat because that's what it is. It's not really a high-class restaurant review. This is not New York City, and we are not the New York Times.
Yes, no kidding. It's you know, I think they could learn a little bit from us, you know, so they may be, you know, looking down their noses with lots of disdain about this, but they ought to just come spend a little time with us before they mock us, don't you think?
Yeah, and there are so many people who send messages like that. I've never been to North Dakota. I'd like to come to North Dakota sometime, and they just seem kind of fascinated with the very simple, plain reviews that I do. When I started doing them, 30, 40 years ago, you may have been, I don't remember when you were floating around Grand Forks, but you were probably here when I started. And a lot of people didn't know what to make of the Eat Beat. A lot of people thought it was pretty weird, and I guess maybe it is. But the publisher, Mike Maidenberg, told me one day, he came out to my desk and he said, "Marilyn, I don't care what they say. I like what you do." So that gave me the feeling, I'm doing okay.
Oh, it was great. It was fantastic. And I was in Grand Forks for 18 years, came there in the early 80s, and I loved it because you got a good sense of where to go and got a good idea. And I would imagine they all kind of, you walk into a restaurant and they kind of stand up a little straighter there because they think they're going to be reviewed now, right?
Well, I don't know. You know, I've been here doing this for more than 30 years, and people pretty much know who I am, but they don't all know, and they don't know whether I'm doing an Eat Beat column on them. The servers come and go, and they're not familiar. I did not know the people at Ruby Tuesday, but yesterday the WDAZ asked me to go to Ruby Tuesday with them and go through the buffet line, which I did. And the servers really don't know me. The manager then had contacted the Ruby Tuesday headquarters, and they very kindly offered to give me free Ruby Tuesday going through the buffet ticket for the next year. And, can't you see me just going over there every day through the buffet?
But, you know, I love the salad bar, the Ruby Tuesdays, but you may get sick of it after a year. I don't know.
Well, yeah, and of course I pointed out that what I'm doing is the work of a newspaper woman, and we don't accept money for what we do. We do what we do for the sake of news and telling our readers what we want to tell them. But I was quite amused by that.
Well, you did a great job. You did a great job on today's show with Lester Holt and the last time with Matt Lauer, and you're a great ambassador for a great state. So keep up the great work, Marilyn. We love you.
Well, that's very flattering, as I say. I really haven't done anything, just what I do, Lynn. And what happens, happens, I guess. But
keep doing it. Thanks, Marilyn. Good to talk to you. Enjoy that bridge game. I'm rooting for you. Back with more on What's on Your Mind after this timeout with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hillen. Don't go away.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Why do farmers do what they do? You ask the questions, we get you the answers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Trevor from Rame, Trevor's a farmer at Rame, answered the question, hey, why do farmers give implants to beef cattle? You asked and we got you an answer. Trevor?
Why farmers and ranchers give implants is it makes their cattle more efficient. It improves feed efficiency up to 10 to 1. Cattle gain more weight with the same amount of feed. They convert better and they have a better growth rate. As an environmentalist, it puts less corn in the animal with the same amount of weight gain, which entails has less carbon footprint on the environment. There is 1,000 times more hormones in one birth control pill than there is in that one implant, which entails makes our meat safer for consumption because it is a natural hormone.
Thanks, Trevor. Trevor, a farmer from Rain, with an answer to your question, and others welcome. If you go to ndfb.org, that's North Dakota Farm Bureau, ndfb.org, contact us link. You can leave your questions, and we'll get you answers on the segment we do every Tuesday. It's North Dakota Farm Bureau Day on Tuesdays on What's on Your Mind. We ask your questions of why farmers do what they do and get you answers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Busy phones today and busy guest line hotline today and lots of fun. We didn't spend a lot of time on Ukraine, although we've got a couple of off-air calls on that. Let's roll those right now.
Hello, I was calling in regards to, you mentioned you'd like to talk to somebody from the Ukraine. I was listening last night to Jason Lewis's program, and I'm not sure, maybe you listened to it as well, but he had a gentleman call in who's actually married to a lady from Ukraine, and he had just talked to his in-laws the night before, or maybe even that morning, I don't remember, but you can go back and listen to his program, and it ain't too far into the program when this guy called, but he made a point to tell us that his in-laws and the people of that area in Ukraine are excited about having the Russians in there. But you can learn more if you went and listened to that segment in the program. So just wanted to let you know. Thank you. Bye.
John, I appreciate that. Jason's a friend of mine, so I'll shoot him a note and see if I can find out more about that. He has a show actually based out of Minneapolis that airs later in the afternoon from 5 to 8. We actually run it on our Tioga station, but not on our Fargo station, but folks might be familiar with who Jason Lewis is. That's who the caller's talking about. Also, a story in the Forum News Service newspapers today, which would be Dickinson, Jamestown, Grand Forks, and Fargo, and quoting some North Dakota connections, a professor at NDSU with family there. The caller that called sounded like the family liked the fact that the Russians were there. I think that's a minority opinion there, but I'd like to know more about it. Here's another one on the topic. Go ahead and roll that.
Yeah, I'd like to comment about the whole issue going on in Ukraine. I heard John Kerry is looking to send a $1 billion loan to the new Ukrainian government. Well, that's only going to put Russia and the United States more at odds than what they already are. I mean, with the whole issue with Syria to now Ukraine, I mean, what's really going on here? I mean, follow the money. That's really it, because there's going to be a winner and there's going to be a loser. A guaranteed loser is the people of Ukraine, the common man and women, you know. That's all I got to say about that.
Great points. Appreciate the call. Our Facebook post on this says, the Washington Post editorial board is saying President Obama's foreign policy is based on fantasy. That's friendly fire from the Washington Post. Fantasy. We asked the question, who do you blame more for the situation in Ukraine, President Obama's weakness or President Putin's bravado? Tom says, threaten Russia with Obamacare, they'll withdraw for sure. Dustin says, Russia's going to do what Russia thinks is best for them. They don't like the people that overthrew their puppet, not having to ensure their warm water port. All right, so more of your comments welcome on Facebook on that topic. Dan in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Are you there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, I'm a current military member, and I grew up in the military family during the Cold War, and it just looks like Putin is just trying to put back the old Soviet Union, and if the current president is downsizing the military, the two biggest kids on the block, we're going to be the smallest kid on the block. Also, if he overtakes the Ukraine, that's where a good vast majority of oil comes out. So if he overtakes that area, he can put a stronghold on oil shipments out, which will raise our gas prices.
Which is exactly why he's trying to get the area, you know, around the Black Sea there. Crimea, is that how you say it? That has the majority of the oil and gas resources. You're exactly right. And it does. It's very reminiscent of the Cold War, and I'd rather have a guy saying, "Hey, tear down the wall," than you know, sort of toeing the water here. You know, we punted during the Arab Spring, unfortunately, lost a huge opportunity when there was uprisings in Iran, and we've sort of yawned through this crisis. And now I think that just emboldens bullies like Putin. So I agree with you, Dan. Appreciate the call. Very much. We're about out of time, but by the way, just give you a heads up on what we have tomorrow on the program. Jack Girard, president of the American Petroleum Institute, one of the movers and shakers in that industry. Plus, of course, it's Wednesday, so talk radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Thursday, we're live from Tioga. We'll be at Nesson Consulting Service. Looking forward to that conversation. Congressman Colin Peterson will join us. Minnesota ranking member of the Ag Committee talking about the Farm Bill. A Democrat from Minnesota, Colin Peterson, joining us on the program Thursday. And former Senator Jim DeMint, now president of the Heritage Foundation. Our pal Gary Emmerich is going to be live at CPAC as conservatives gather in Washington, D.C. We'll talk with a few newsmakers from there. Monday, Governor Jack Dalrymple. And, of course, North Dakota Petroleum Council President Ron Ness joins us on Mondays. Tuesday, Clay Jenkinson and I are going to have a conversation, not a confrontation, about differences of opinions. That should be fun. So that's what's to come. Right now, all we have to say goodbye. God bless you. Thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. See you tomorrow.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years, have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on health care by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.